life is the Haitian government, though.
Silva Louis has lived in the sprawling refugee camp of Champ Mars in downtown Port-au-Prince since the earthquake of January 12th. The government has made it a priority to move residents before the rainy season begins in a few weeks, and many like Silva are uneasy.
I'm not working. The country's messed up. Now you tell me you want to send me somewhere where I don't know nobody? How am I going to live? How am I going to survive? At least right here I know these people. I might be able to get a plate of food from one of them.
Champ Mars has undergone a transformation since the earthquake. 2 months ago, people were living out in the open or under tents made of blankets and sheets. Now many have spent as much as a year's salary building structures of wood and tin. And businesses like this bar and music store have opened up. The government says they cannot stay here and recently offered residents 5 options, ranging from returning to their old home to moving to a government-built camp like this one outside the city center. Workers were busy finishing the toilet and shower facilities when we visited. It will house 8,000 people in tents. 50 security guards will be on duty around the clock. There are plans for basketball courts and a football field. And a well for water was recently drilled. 70% of the residents are expected to come from Champ Mars. Most of the Champ Mars residents we talked to were willing to move. 26-year-old Louis Jacques Franteau told us, "If the government wants to move us, that is fine, as long as it is safe." Jean-Baptiste Barthelmy says she would like to have a better shelter. The plastic tarp that serves as the roof of her house fills with water when it rains. The pools become a breeding ground for mosquitoes. But her mother, who lives nearby, is sick, and she is worried she could not visit as often if she is housed far away. The government will begin moving people out of Champ Mars in the next few weeks. Hopefully the rains will hold off until then. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Port-au-Prince.